From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. House lawmakers have followed the Senate in passing the final piece of the health care overhaul with the approval of the so-called budget bill known as reconciliation legislation. The changes were approved by lawmakers on a 220-207 vote and sent on to President Obama. NPR's Audie Cornish is at the Capitol.
President Obama signed the health overhaul into law earlier this week, but this bill, approved by the House, makes some fixes agreed upon by both chambers. For instance, it delays and scales back a tax on high-cost insurance plans. But Indiana Republican Mike Pence was among those who continued to fight the health overhaul.
Reject this attempt to fix a government takeover of health care. Work with us to repeal and start over on health care reform that reflects the common sense and the common values of the American people.
When it's fully implemented, the new health law is estimated to cover 32 million more uninsured. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Under new rules approved today, gays in the military are being granted new protections. Defense Secretary Robert Gates termed the new provisions a matter of common sense and common decency. The new rules, part of an effort to replace the military's previous policy known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, will put in place more stringent requirements for evidence used against gays. New guidelines will take effect immediately and are considered a stopgap measure until Congress decides whether to go along with the Obama administration's call for a repeal of the law. Survivors of sexual abuse in Wisconsin are demanding accountability from the Vatican. In a story first reported by the New York Times, Benedict is criticized for ignoring repeated warnings about an alleged sex offender in the clergy. Annalise Hensel of member station WUWM has more.
A Catholic priest who taught at a school for deaf boys in a Milwaukee suburb is accused of molesting as many as 200 children from the 1950s to the 1970s. In the 1990s, Wisconsin bishops urged the Vatican to permit a church trial against the priest. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict, was head of the Vatican office that investigates abuse cases and prevented a trial from moving forward. Mark Salmon is with the Survivors Network of those abused by priests. He wants answers from the Vatican.
And I think it's time that they step up and take responsibility and stop with these vacant apologies and start fessing up to this.
The Vatican has responded to the complaints by saying they're part of a campaign to smear the Pope. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Hensel in Milwaukee.
Government reports first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. According to the Labor Department, first-time jobless claims declined by 14,000 to 442,000. Some optimistic earnings news on Wall Street, but it fizzled at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up just 5 points today to close at 10,841. This is NPR. Wrapping up what has become one of the most contentious lobbying fights in Washington in recent years, the Senate has approved a bill that will force private banks out of the federal student loan business. The student loan legislation approved in the Senate now goes to the House, where it's also expected to be approved. The centerpiece of the legislation would be an expanded direct lending program by the government that would direct some $36 billion over 10 years to Pell Grants, which are aimed primarily at students from lower-income families. Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has estimated the new approach will save taxpayers some $61 billion. After more than a quarter century on television, a show about movie reviews is going off the air. At the Movies made stars of Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel in the 1980s. NPR's Ned Ulubi reports.
It started as sneak previews back in the 1970s. Something about the dynamic between the two Chicago film critics just seemed to click. Earnest and inevitably dressed in pullover sweaters, Siskel and Ebert debated the finer points of mass market, art house films, and even 3D.
The 3D this year did nothing to add to the experience of enjoying these movies.
You're right.
All that he ended up with is eye strain and this.
At the Movies never really recovered after the death of Gene Siskel in 1999. He was only 53. The show seemed increasingly outdated, especially given the availability of film reviews online. Still, Ebert says he's planning to produce a new movie review show on TV with his wife. At the Movies will end in August. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower today. Crude was down 8 cents a barrel, ending the session at $80.53 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.